Hello.
Hello there. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Would you mind giving us a hand with a survey? It's about the upcoming elections. It's only about 6 minutes long.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate this. Okay, let's see here. First question would be, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? And these are your options. Yes, I will definitely vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Is that a definitely?
Yeah, I'm going to vote, definitely.
Thank you, sir. With which political party are you registered, Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh, I completed 10 years of college.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Mine, I'm black and Chinese.
Okay. In what age group do you belong to? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
No, way over 65, 85.
Okay, thank you, sir. Generally speaking,
no problem.
Would you say things in Osceola County are getting are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
They're not on the right direction now. Traffic wise, okay. Things like are not being considered and taken care of.
Okay, thank you, sir. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. So this is the proposal that would probably be on the ballot. It says, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant land, wildlife, habitat.
No, I would vote for that. I would vote for that, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say, is that a definitely yes or a probably yes?
No, definitely yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you still vote yes on that?
I'd still vote yes on it because it'll cut down on the construction that's going on, is building homes and ruining the whole infrastructure.
Okay. Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick the one that would help you most and your family, okay?
Okay.
Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. That's the first one. Second one, dealing with inflation and high cost of living. Next, protecting water quality and water supply. Next, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Next, reducing property insurance costs. Next, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Next, controlling growth
insurance,
and development.
Insurance costs.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing? These are your options. Too fast, too slowly, about right.
Too fast.
Thank you. Next question. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or you do not trust the Osceola Board of County of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
No, I don't. I don't trust it. No, I don't trust it.
And that, is that a probably do not trust or a definitely do not trust?
Definitely do not trust.
Thank you, sir. Next, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first way would be to protect wildlife habitat. Do you approve or disapprove?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Approve it.
Next one, to protect open space from overdevelopment.
That's definitely, yeah, protect that open space from.
Thank you. Next, to provide land for trails and passive recreation.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you, sir. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you. To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land.
Yes.
Thank you. To preserve natural areas.
Of course.
To protect drinking water sources.
Yes.
And to provide natural flood water storage to help reduce flooding.
Yes, that we need. That we definitely need.
Thank you, sir. Next question. You will now be giving a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive land in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program.
How many questions do you have? Because I've got people arriving at my home.
Okay, we have about 3 more minutes.
All right, I got to get off right now. I got an important call coming.
Okay, sir. Right. Thank you so much for your time. Hello?